Okay, thank you, Ajahn. Thank you for the wonderful teachings and for being here. Can you further discuss dispassion and non-attachment in the context of the middle way? For a layperson, a healthy and loving relationship with a spouse or partner involves, quote-unquote, bit of passion and attachment. And, you know, I think one of the things that's important to... Because so when you're always paying attention to, you know, where's the suffering, and then also where's our responsibility, where's our duty, so that within the context of a lay life and family life, then it is necessary to lay the foundations for healthy relationships and healthy, loving, trusting relationships. One of the in the time of the Buddha, there was a husband and wife who, when they first met the Buddha, they addressed him as their son, and people, of course, the monks started to try to correct them, and are wondering what's up with these people, and the Buddha clarified after that actually that they had. In previous lives, he had been a son to this couple, and this couple had been husband and wife for a long time, and in previous lives as well as in the current life, so that. There was a period of time as they got older, and one of them was reflecting on their delight in each other's company and asking the Buddha how they could be, after death, be reborn and maintain their their relationship. And the Buddha pointed to four particular qualities that they should be cultivating in common with each other and in sync with each other. And there was the quality of having a common basis of faith. In a sense, they had faith in similar things, they had faith in similar goals. They had a common basis of virtue. Their values in terms of virtue and conduct and wholesomeness were common, were similar. Their basis of chaka in terms of generosity and giving an open-handedness, that they cultivated a similar basis of generosity, and then a similar and common foundation of wisdom and discernment, so that those wholesome qualities, when developed in common and in sync with each other, were the basis for that commonality and attunement, so that would be the basis for their maintaining their in this lifetime, maintaining a relationship which was close and they bound to each other. And in a previous life, that would be the basis for that. So that's a the Buddha's advice for the a couple who are living in the world. And at the same time, you know, he would be teaching dispassion and detachment, because in order to maintain, say, qualities of clear faith and virtue and generosity and wisdom, one needs to step back from the things that cloud one's mind, cloud one's judgment, so that having a dispassion and detachment to that which is going to create dissonance within the mind, within the heart, and so that it doesn't necessarily have to be kind of some absolute and total dispassion towards everything, detachment from every single human contact. It's recognizing what is it that creates suffering, what is it that creates complications and difficulties, and learning how to cultivate a dispassion and detachment from those things. And as one's living in the world, living within human relations, these are, you know, in many different levels, we create a sense of warmth and a delight in each other's company as human beings. I mean, it's not that's something. There's not many human beings that just sort of live by themselves, completely isolated. It just isn't how human beings are hardwired. I mean, we live in relationship with each other. So that as we build those relationships, we have to learn the skills that foster that and undermine the ways that we create problems and suffering. And a dispassion and detachment from the things that create problems is your fundamental perspective for investigation. And as we live in different ways, and people make different choices of what kind of say lifestyle. If I think in terms of myself as a monastic, I'll make very different choices from somebody who is living in the world and living a family life. But each person does need to pay attention to the qualities of, you know, dispassion, detachment, if we're interested in relinquishing our habits of suffering.